text today is going to be found in Isaiah 57. Isaiah 57, and the text will begin at verse 14. So if you're looking that up ahead of time, Isaiah 57, beginning at verse 14, that will be where our text is. So I'm just going to pray God's Spirit over this. Holy Spirit, come, teach us, we pray, help us, and I pray that you would intervene and interact with our hearts in Jesus' name. Amen. How am I sounding out there? Not so good? I'm doing my best. But it's the voice God gave me, and somehow it's reverberating off the back wall. The funny thing is, we can check this ahead of time, and it's pretty good, but by the time I stand out here and talk, it's not as good. So we need some gain to come out of it or something, because the ratio of input to output is wrong in the decibels. See, I know a few things. Not enough, but I know a few things. And that's getting toning down a bit. It's not bouncing back at me quite as badly now. Those of you who are with us at home, welcome. You're probably hearing this differently and wondering what on earth I'm talking about right now. But we're so glad that you're here and that you joined us this way. So, how many of you have ever been in that place in life where you feel like you're juggling too many priorities? Yep, I see nods and hands and vigorous nodding. Or perhaps you've been in a place in life where you are trying to figure out if one priority should be bigger than another, and you're trying to sort it out. You're facing decisions. So many things in the air, or maybe just a number of very important ones. Or maybe you found yourself in the place in life where you look around and you realize, I've been climbing the wrong mountain. It's like the old story of the person who climbed the ladder all throughout life, tried to get to the top, but got there and found out the ladder was leaning on the wrong wall. That sort of awareness where you really are in a place where you think, what's it all for? And have I invested my time and my life in this for nothing, for what? Patrick Morley, whose ministry is largely to men, tells of a man who rose quickly through the ranks of the company he worked for. This young man was a manager for Kmart. Remember Kmart? Kmart would send this guy in to troubleshoot, and he went to one place where the store was losing $1 million every year. This young man went in, he supervised a renovation, and then he was just so distracted for me, I'm just going to switch mics. Let's do this.
has shown me. You make it so I can't help it. Lord, hear our prayer, O Lord. We just lift up to you all these things that we care about or that we do. Help us not to end the day with nothing but a bag of rocks when we could just end the day with you. We confess to you those things that we have searched for, or mined for, or looked for that aren't really from you. And those other good things that are gifts from you that we unintentionally perhaps turned into idols that consume our attention. Forgive us for that. Thank you for understanding that we're pretty easily distracted sometimes. Help us instead just place faith in you as our home and the knowledge that you come home to us as we come with a contrite heart. Thank you for your love. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name.